Hey. It's Sunday.
What you mean? Is it true?
It's cool.
Yeah, that's all we do, a kid, the truth. What it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? What it do, bitch?
Hey, I like to take this time to welcome everybody to Sunday the Scoop. Well, we coming to give y'all the scoop, the whole scoop, and nothing but the scoop, so help us God. So won't you hold on to your seatbelts? Cruising on a Sunday with a slight tilt. Kicking some heartfelt knowledge to your higher self. It's the scoop.
But everybody, just like Otis say, some men was raised to spoil women, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, hey, I do agree with that. Some was raised to spoil them, and some was raised to...
What did it say? Just like you clearly was... Okay.
Just like you clearly was born different. Amen, yeah. Goldie. Yeah.
Check it out. I say, this is the next thing to flip that. If he's spoiling her from day one... He buying her.
Okay.
That's, I kind of see. Okay. So, what are you saying is spoiling is buying?
Well, he's saying from day one.
So, like I said, so what you're saying is spoiling from the beginning, spoiling to the end. You paid for that love. All that. Okay. Make it make sense.
Snapchat me that.
Make it make sense.
Go to say, look at Tony's reaction.
We got to spend it. You can't take it with you. I do respect that. Yes, go. You do got to spend it. But at the same time, if it ain't that one, she can't get that check. Know what I'm saying? That's only for
depending on how you look
bae.
At it. You say depending on how you look at it. Depending on how you look at it. You know.
Yeah.
If he out here trying to go get it.
Yeah, you know. It's okay to spend it. Go
he
ahead.
Say, yeah, stop spoiling her and she'll find somebody who will.
See,
that's the reason why you don't spoil a bit, because that mentality is
as soon as you say no.
Oh, what you want to do the next nigga will.
What
bet, bitch, bet. Bye, Felicia. See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, see that.
So you spoiling her? Don't give you no extra points. Right. You know what I'm saying? In the game, you ain't up here on this level.
You can't even get points.
You can't even get spoiler because time you say no. Oh well, it's fine. I know somebody that will.
Fuck nigga.
You wanna pay the boss? Guess what? Bitch, I ain't paying no cost. Show none.
Okay, check it out. This is all right. We gonna roll right
you
into this.
You want me to
this.
Pay your bills?
We gonna roll right into it.
Guess
right?
what? We got a Netflix and chill. Show none.
We talk just want. Shit. We gonna do some true or false.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
False.
It's crazy. All right. First thing: the flatter the booty, the wetter the coochie.
False.
True or false?
False.
It's a little bit bovine. I see some truth in that.
The flat of the booty.
I don't
know.
You
ever hit a flat booty bitch? Nah. See? You wouldn't know. I don't hit some flat booty bitches in my motherfucking day.
I ain't know. Everything I done hit got that rhino back
hey,
there.
Oh! No.
Listen,
I nigga got to put on a little strap to hold on.
It says true or false. True or false, Golden? It says the flatter the booty, the wetter the gooch.
All right, I ain't gonna say false. I'm gonna say I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I can't. I'm gonna have to take
time hearing this. IDK. I ain't gonna flex. That's my first time ever hearing that saying the flat of the
this,
booty.
It was mine too.
I've been shaking and acting a donkey trying to get to you right. And that monkey.
This, she said, okay, true. Check it out. If we got history, I should be able to smash sometime.
False.
Hold on, wait.
If
wait, huh?
if you like what they're false. Saying is true or false. If you got history with somebody, you should be able to smash.
Oh no, false. Hell no,
false. Bitch. I mean, now you can try. Ain't nobody telling you you can try, but don't feel like, oh yeah, they gotta yeah, okay, get it to false. You. False.
Yeah,
so we'll.
That's false. Cause you ready to come back around me? Talking about some Tony, I need that. Y'all no,
ready to drink some bleach now.
Come on, hey, listen, cause you already know, but as soon as you get past that stage, we turning up.
Hey,
we
hey.
Turning up.
What you talking about, bro?
Trish.
Oh, I don't know. Trish has had like 8 calls.
Trish wasn't playing this yeah, like, weekend.
I don't know what the fuck going on. Listen, she must hit a lick. Just had to blow a chair. Real. She I'm dropped like, them damn. Twins off and hit the ground running. She a perfect example of how to hit the ground running.
That's a true hustler there.
Hey, okay. The next thing. A man has to have, has to bring more to the relationship than just money.
True.
Shit, if
fuck
if
that. She, well, they got to say the same thing to just they coochie.
Fuck well, that. Well, that is, that is capital true. Yeah.
Look, shit, he ain't for the J.
Nah, y'all know me, bro. I am pro defenders, men. Tired of us getting the bad end of the stick. We don't do shit right. Nah,
yeah,
fuck that.
True.
All right, and then CNBC says
Cash Money
that,
Brothers
says that 43% of adults said that they financially cheated on their partner.
They financially?
Yeah, financially facts. Cheated.
Oh, I ain't got it.
True.
Yeah, like they financially.
I ain't got
true.
It.
True.
True.
True. They have 40,000 in their account how they broke. They ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, they be around the people to pay Paul and shit.
Now, that last one is very interesting.
It's real. I like that one. Damn, it says, yep, 43% of adults with combined finances and relationships said that they committed an act of financial deception. According to a poll of the National, Endowment for Financial Education. What happened?
Oh, none. He.
What Golden just said in the chat? I seen it flash up in and that.
Golden say, hold on.
And then we finna roll.
Because if not, they not gonna feel better about their self.
Oh, okay.
Based on the person. Okay.
This on the financial cheating thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. I was just trying to make sure everything right.
Spin that shit.
Hey. All right. Spin the check and get it
right back.
Hey. I like that now. All right, now fly.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. When I get on that oil, I be like, you know what I'm saying? Spin that shit.
Hey, you say what? Hey,
spin that shit.
Hey, check it. Check this out. This is, all right, this is the last thing, and then we're gonna roll right. I'm telling y'all, we rolling.
Oh,
and
boy.
I wanna keep the rolling, show like that.
Rolling,
yeah,
rolling.
That's right. Okay, look at it.
Rolling, get high. All right, so I'm sorry, y'all.
So we can all get naughty.
Rolling. That's a jam. I'm playing that when I get in the car.
Get high. Shout out. Yeah, that was that jam. That was that old. Yeah, but that was that phone. That was that jam, bro.
Chester.
Hey, yeah, you got to find that. You got to put that up.
I'm putting that on as soon as I get in the car.
You gotta, hey, matter of fact, you got to send that thing back around this way. I need the information on that one again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is the kicker. This is the last bit. And it says, this is something that Cat Williams had said. He said that they brainwashed us into believing there's 24 hours in a day. So if we all agree to give them 8 hours a day, you know what I'm saying? Of the job, he said, if it's 24 hours a day, then what is night? He said, they don't tell you that it's 12 hours a day because then you wouldn't give them 8 hours out of that 12.
Okay, we talking about a person that smoked hella weed.
No, no, I think that
he gonna sit there and think and say something.
It makes sense what he says, but
it made perfect sense because
it make you think too hard.
Eight hours of those days are the other 12. You pretty much should be in rest or it's night, mm-hmm. like he said.
So 12 hours a day, I work 12 hours a day and then rest 12 hours the other day. You saying?
I mean, you should, but listen. They said at least 8. I mean the books, the health books at least say 8.
Yeah.
That's what they say. And really, I don't think like almost no human being on earth. Well, I ain't gonna say on earth.
Well, no, because
not in the
States. Well, they do say you're supposed to sleep 8 hours a day and take a nap during the day.
Yeah. A lot of us missing that. So at that point, that
I don't even know what a nap is, only on the off days. And I try to catch a nap.
Right.
Try.
Right.
Keyword. Okay.
They say I'm working 15, then come home and work on my own business. Yeah, big fat shit. That's why I just said.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't know that. That's right, Larry Clay.
Well, who was it? Mr. Harvey. He say you don't post to sleep. I think he said you post to
Steve Harvey is stupid. I'm just going to go ahead and call him. He made a lot of money.
Hey, look, there it is. Successful people do not sleep 8 hours a day.
Man.
That's why they be passing out and shit.
Yeah,
on
off the stage.
Right. But we just go to shaking.
That's why Wendy Williams sitting her ass down some damn way right now. Shouts out to Wendy, okay. But I'm just saying.
Hey, so she got a flat booty, so what you saying? You think?
She got that.
Juicy fruit. Wendy Williams, girl, I heard they call you Aquafina Flow.
Yes, sir. I hit her ass and have her ass saying, "How you doing?" Shit.
I refuse to answer any question on the grounds that it may incriminate me.
He just built like a little ostrich or a flamingo.
That's true. Wendy's on drugs for real.
Hey.
Hey, check it out. Hey, alright, cool, man. We finna roll right on to this riddle of the day, man. Like,
oh, shit.
Well, goddamn, nigga, we only been in this bitch for. Hey, man, I ain't even tripping. I gotta get out here to the city with it.
Damn, bro, we could've went on FaceTime him.
Yeah, we gonna start. Shit, what you little mad or big mad at us, bro? Damn, you want us out of his shit.
What you saying? We fired after the show?
Right. Okay. Shit, let me tell y'all why he rushing through the show, right? Because when we walked in here, me and Fly. It was smelling good as shit. It was
they damn near walked in on time. That's really the that's.
It smelled real good up in here.
Good in here.
Like I ain't even gonna flex, but
and I ain't say nothing rude. So
I did because y'all know I don't give a fuck.
I ain't say nothing.
So I'm like, bro, it smell good in this bitch. So I don't lean back, you know, look in the kitchen. Ain't nobody in that bitch. Ain't no pots on the stove. Ain't nothing. But this bitch smell like a bitch in this bitch throwing the fuck down. So I think they're here working on a Thanksgiving fragrance, so you can spray that bitch in your house.
Yeah.
So when people walk in your shit, and it smell good as fuck like you done threw that out.
He got
and
a candle. Soul food.
Soul food candle.
Yeah, it's a soul food candle.
Goddamn. And like, exactly. That bitch, up in this bitch right now, I wish I was here. I wish we can push off the smell of the food.
I wish y'all can rub your screen and smell it. Because right now, it smell like yams, collard greens.
All the whole mall.
I'm talking about, I ain't gonna lie, I kind of wish after the show we had a plate
right, but
us.
You know, the nigga, they don't even feed us here. Like, once the show over,
look, we ain't got no, we ain't gonna have no job after this.
Oh, yeah, we ain't, fuck that.
Yeah, we
fuck that. I'm not bringing in 2021 working under these conditions.
Yeah.
Now you wanna rush me so you don't have to feed me? Yeah. You think I ain't noticed that I ain't have no motherfucking strawberries cooked?
We ain't got no pineapples, no grapes.
I had to make sure that I was gonna be straight and you know keep those tummies ready for
but
that
big
game,
I'm going to classic Chipotle once I leave here. Shouts out to my daughter cause she gonna buy me food for the first time. She pissed about it, but she's like, "Dad, I got $23, can we go get something to eat?" I said, "Where you wanna go?" She said, "The gas station." She said, "They don't serve food there, baby." She's talking about some okay Chipotle.
Well, after this I'm gonna take
shout out to the babies, man.
After this I'm gonna take pictures. Family pictures.
Hey, my dog.
I gotta take family pictures.
They keeping your face out of it or?
This man.
From the next, I look good.
Come on,
they want to put me on pictures.
Hey, man, listen. Before we get into the riddle of the day, we just finna prolong the show just a little bit. Don't please my mind.
Just a little bit.
So I was listening to Vlad TV. I don't know if y'all ever catch that shit.
Yes.
No.
Shouts out to Buddy who be behind the camera. I don't even know how the motherfucker
look.
He is
really behind the camera.
Like, you don't see his ass at all. I almost Googled his ass just to see how the fuck this nigga look. Because, like, he say he in the hip-hop culture.
He interview everybody.
I ain't never hear his ass. But I don't like watching his ass when he doing my dog, Boosie Badass.
That nigga love Boosie, and Boosie love him.
Bruh. So Boosie was doing an interview today.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And the shit was so funny, bro, because, like, Boosie, the man just don't give a fuck about what he say to nobody. Shots out to Boosie. Hopefully you see this and you want to come over here and holler at us over here at Sunday to school.
Yeah,
big Boosie fan over here. Zoom right by you, nigga. Krispy Kreme.
Mm-hmm. You know, he had me, this motherfucker.
Yeah, he had me on that line when he said, on the corner playing spades, I'm an ordinary person, but I'm paid. That let me know he was a real one. But anyways.
Talk that shit.
They went to comparing Boosie, I mean, not Boosie, R. Kelly to Michael Jackson. So, Boosie, dumbass, that bitch
come,
say.
Come again, say what?
They went to comparing the catalogs between R. Kelly and Michael, Michael Jackson.
R. Kelly and Michael Jackson.
So, catalog. Boosie was like, Michael Jackson is the king of pop. Then Flav was like, nah, he R&B too. Boosie, no, nah, that nigga the king of pop.
Yeah, he
ain't nobody fucking with R. Kelly. You talking about something? When you see Michael Jackson, you know you hear his voice, he make you want to,
Yeah.
Bro, he talking about something. But you play some motherfucking R. Kelly, oh, y'all fucking.
Seems like you're ready.
That bitch say, if you play R. Kelly for a bitch, she know y'all fucking.
Once straight you up, hit boom, play, boom, you already know what it play. Is.
Man.
One.
How the part go down?
I don't know, man. My favorite line, that bitch say, suddenly I feel like damn, I want to break loose. Jump in the six and come and see you. I don't know. I know the RP.
We'll go in my room for fun, too.
Damn, I forgot this. Damn.
I don't know how that one go.
Oh, y'all, well, y'all ain't.
I know the TP, too. I know the TP too. I ain't know the original 12 play. TP two.
He on that script for you shit.
Yeah. That's hey man. Listen.
Say hello to the ultimate warrior.
Yeah. Shit. Suddenly I feel like I want to break loose. Jump in my six.
You just sit there, baby.
Yeah.
Look,
I'm gonna do something that's brand new.
Let's go.
Don't you say no tonight.
Right.
Listen, R. Kelly was that jam at the Caribbean Beach
nigga,
Club.
R. Kelly, R. Kelly made me want to hit a bit in the kitchen while she was cooking. When that nigga made that kitchen song,
you know who I think that really that as far as a contender to really
nobody.
try
to keep up
Usher.
No, hell,
you got Usher
pop.
Fucked up.
Usher like pop,
Usher
bro.
Like, nah,
really,
Usher R&B, bro.
Really
don't do that. Usher R&B.
R&B, but...
No,
but
bro. Tank.
Usher, you wanna...
Usher.
Tank. Tank, man. Tank can't even fuck with Usher, bro. Stop it.
Listen, nah. Tank is gonna put out R&B, though.
That's it doesn't matter, bro.
Because other than that, I have to give it to Chris Brown.
Chris Brown,
if you gonna put Usher on there, I got to give it to Chris Brown.
Man,
bro.
Chris Brown better go see by Chris Brown can go up against like JT or somebody. Chris Brown ain't fucking with Usher.
Justin Timberlake.
Man, Chris Brown ain't fucking with Usher.
I think Chris Brown against Usher Brown. Run for his money.
Man, bro, you got bro. Listen,
got that man.
Usher, I like Usher.
All right. Name one Chris Brown song you can turn on in the radio. I mean, you can turn on in the club, and everybody gonna sing that bit word for word.
What's that new song? What's the new
bruh,
song?
My point is that
every song.
Now
bro,
I'm gonna say one lie.
Run it.
I'm gonna say one lie.
Run it, bro. We can
I'm
go back
say
to
one
the
lie.
First song,
go.
Bro.
I'm gonna say one lie, and I bet you niggas. I bet both of you niggas bruh. Try your hardest not to finish that bit.
When you feel it in your heart.
Nah, see? And I'm about to finish that bit. Nope. It's 7 o'clock on the dot.
Yeah, everybody saying bruh. That.
Come on, man. I see him over there.
That's the only R&B that Usher got.
Oh my
bro,
God.
Bro, listen, bro. Usher, other than
nigga,
that, bro.
Nigga made a whole album about breaking up,
bro. His
say
music,
you didn't let it burn.
His music, that's pop.
Say you went in
car. You still on the
I ain't gonna lie.
On the same
I
thing.
Wanted
you
to go outside
same,
in the rain
the
and
record.
Kick water.
Yeah.
And spin.
Like,
and,
bro.
Man. Let it burn.
I'd rather fuck with Omari Young to kick some water and spin.
Usher say, you Omari made me want to leave the one I'm with. Start a
new
relationship with you. This is what you. How is that not? Okay, nigga, that's a cut. Jeezy killed Gucci Mane off one album.
Tell me again.
Oh, shit.
Nah, see that, see
tell
that.
Tell
me again, my
it's
baby.
His verse.
But that's
that, right. He made
verse.
That song.
Is that,
he made
is
that,
that
song.
Is that R&B?
I like that. Listen.
Hey, well, Usher was on that bit.
If
she
Usher
said,
on that
oh, I'm ready to ride.
Ready.
I was like, yeah.
See, I think this is what people got it confused with when Trick Daddy was talking about Beyonce and stuff. He was saying that she's not R&B. She's like the queen of pop. pop.
But Beyonce is R&B. Love you, Beyonce. Don't attack us, bees.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I think that's how this kind of got. But anywho, we finna roll right into this riddle, man. Let's ride that thing, man. I got it. I got the riddle of the day. Yeah, daddy's home. Yeah, I mess with
Usher. Come on.
I mess with Usher.
Come on.
Guess what?
I like Usher, though.
And I met Usher in
Walmart. And I seen R. Kelly in Target here.
Yeah.
And I told Biggie, do not look at him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pie.
That was All-Star weekend.
Man, look. Bruh.
That nigga Naz, he would have pissed on him.
All you gotta do is
look at that nigga.
All you gotta do for Chris Brown, you can go to liquor.
Bruh.
You can go to Piers and Automobile. You can go to Privacy. Bruh. You can go to Heartbreak on a Full Moon. Man, you can go to Party with Future
Chris
Gucci
Brown,
Man. You can go to Undecided.
Singing and dancing.
You can go to Indigo.
But Usher can make
Heat, no guidance.
Usher can
Come
make
on, bruh.
Like the best breakup song Chris Brown got is Goodbye or whatever. It's never a right time to say goodbye.
Deuces, nigga.
Deuces. Nigga, Deuces was my shit.
That
you
shit
crazy,
right there
bro.
Went raising no hell.
Come
I
on,
mean,
bro.
It was straight. I ain't
deuces
no flex. It was straight.
Bye-bye.
And then he turned around
deuces
with the deuces.
Man, nah, I I'm not taking nothing from Chris Brown.
I
fuck with Chris Brown. CB's that nigga, but he's not fucking with Usher, bro. Like, I'm sorry. He's not.
Bruh,
that's just me. That's just my opinion.
Have you ever heard
Usher
that?
And Chris Brown versus, bro? That shit would be like Dipset, bro. Like Dipset, nah.
Hey,
Jadakiss versus Dipset.
Nah, yeah,
they
it was Jadakiss.
Like that shit was fucking.
They
crazy.
Just got to run it though. They just got to run it. All right,
but
listen.
It's gonna be a Gulp versus.
I think it will. They're gonna be dancing.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
That is gonna be the G's and Gucci.
If
I really wish G's and.
All right, check it out.
Seeing what we seen now, I'm gonna let you do this riddle because I don't know. We just went to talking.
Right.
Seeing what I seen now.
Wait,
wait, I'm blocking the riddle for y'all.
I gotta get about it.
I'm blocking the riddle for y'all.
Deep, but ain't ready to go.
Seeing what I seen on Versus now, mm-hmm. I really wish Jeezy and Gucci Man would have waited to do this because I ain't really feel like
that shit boring now.
Yeah, it's boring compared to what you see now in Versus.
Right.
Like the energy that they're bringing to that shit. That shit was more so both of
that's
them.
That's because it got brought out. You know
I
what
actually
mean?
Went somewhere to watch the Gucci.
It got brought
because
out.
Because I
though.
Wanted to feel the bass.
So it's just like, what I'm trying to say is like you doing the independent show, like us doing the independent show versus us getting brought out to do a show. You know, we get more lights, more glitz and glam. You know what I'm saying? Get some cool shit, some smoke, you know.
But I'm saying you got to think about it. They have some good verses, but when
it
that
did.
Jeezy and Gucci came,
that shit was
that shit went
like at the end of the
like
day,
crazy.
That right. shit, like for the South, that would really open up the eyes for the South to watch verses.
Yes,
I ain't watched another one since that. And where the Dipset when I
only
watched that.
One I watched was
Tony.
Guess
what?
Oh
shit!
If somebody robbed you in the shower,
oh shit!
What would you be?
Robbed in the shower.
If somebody robbed you in the shower, what would you be?
Robbed in the shower? Robed.
You would be, hold on, thank heart. I went to Jones High.
Well, that's enough thinking for this guy.
An eyewitness.
Eyewitness. Oh, my God.
Hey, nigga, that's a joke. Nigga, ain't no riddle.
Hey, man, that was a riddle, man.
Oh, shit. Sound like a joke. So, PJ.
Here you come.
Imagine you walk into a bar, and it's a line of people waiting to take a swing at you.
Okay, I thought they was lined up for T-Pain and Bartender song. Okay.
Nope. That's the punchline.
I'm at the bar with their... That's the punchline? What? Nah, say that. Because I had to start listening to this.
Imagine you walk into a bar and it's a group of people lined up to take a swing at you.
Oh, it's a punch.
That's the punchline.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Listen,
bro.
Well, shit, try your luck.
That man called me. This man called me yesterday. And
I want to let y'all know before he tell y'all this story that I love Jock. And like,
listen.
I just be picturing, y'all don't understand. Jock be having like these fucking facial reactions, bro. Like, in my mind, I see them bitches, like, in my mind. So that's why I call his ass, because I can't really see him.
You just don't know.
And, like, Jock is, like, such a good friend. Like, I know he be wanting to say, you fucking idiot.
Yes.
But he always be like, oh, I get, like, he never made, even I know this shit is stupid. Yes, but go ahead,
yes,
John.
Yes, yes. Okay, thank God I wasn't on FaceTime.
Right.
Because okay. If he would have seen that face expression, because he always start off, he'll change his whole, like, how can I say it? He just change up.
Mm-hmm.
First, we just talking normal. Then, hey, Jock, let me ask you a question. He asked the question. I like, oh, Lord, here we go.
Shit,
I don't know, Tony. It's the punchline. And I'm okay. Like, okay.
What is he?
Yeah. Okay. Like,
how fly is he?
Yeah. Here we go, Tony. I am ready. Go ahead.
Shut up. All right, hold on. I got to find y'all another joke since y'all wouldn't have come for that shit.
All right, so when
I had another one.
While you finding that joke, I'm finna drop this, the quote. And the quote says, the universe is giving you signs every day in your sleep, on your timeline, in your conversations, on the radio, in the sky. It says, pay attention to them and piece them together. You will notice a pattern. The universe is communicating with you. All right. That's the quote of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
But yeah, show definitely was titled I Can't Call It. While Tony looking up that.
We can't get out of here without sending a big our hearts and love up there to Memphis.
Oh yeah.
The passing of Young Dolph on Wednesday.
That was some
bullshit. Act of senseless violence. I'll be the first to say I knew of Young Dolph. I was not a fan of his music, but
shit, I was.
Y'all already know me. I'm stay local. But like it was crazy because it was a lot of songs that I heard, like when people started playing them. Like, and I'm like, oh, damn, I heard this song, but I never
knew
it was
him. Don't play
with
me.
Play with your bitch.
I ain't never heard that song.
What?
Listen.
I never heard that song. But, you know, with the upbuilding of his community and all the things that they said he was doing out there in Memphis.
Bit fast.
Now, I ain't go, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that was.
He was pretty much Nipsey Hussle shit. He was on that
he
same,
was really on
same
that.
Shit Nipsey was on, bro.
Nipsey was on the West doing that same stuff.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He down South doing it.
Especially in the place like Memphis.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, all you really hear from that, really, you know, right now, you hear the rap scene, you know, stepping up, but then you also, you know, hear about the violence, so.
Who came up with, I was on Instagram, and I heard somebody like, it is crazy, we killing the rappers, we killing ourselves, we doing this, but George Zimmerman, he alive still.
Shit, right. let's not talk about Rental House.
But I mean, we ain't even gonna get into that.
I call him.
We'll be in this bit for a couple years. You
know, it's just crazy how we see the ones that done beat cases, like that little young punk that just beat that case.
Yeah, I call him Rental House.
Yeah, the one
that's Rental House.
That thank you, a cop killed two people, and he's not guilty. But you get somebody like
when they get that man the little bingo thing to pull out the man who's of the jury.
Yeah, to pull like, out his just, own.
Like at some point you gotta.
When I seen that, bro,
as a country or as a president or as a Supreme Court, like at some point you gotta.
Pay
you
gotta to it.
Understand the mockery that they're making of the justice system,
bro.
But
when I mean, seen he can pick out his own, what you call the things,
jurors.
What the thing he got to pick out?
They tuck him in with open arms the day of the shooting.
Right.
Come on.
And the crying, the fake cry.
What you thought was going to happen? Oh, you talking about
the... Yeah. Bro, come on, bro. Like...
That shit, nigga, you weren't doing that shit when you was out there pulling that trigger.
That go to show... Oh, this man went down to a city that he ain't from. He's 17 with a rifle.
And how the hell you passed the underage point at this point?
Your parents let you go there. Your parents got you this rifle. So your intent was to go down there and shoot somebody because you want to protect. Nigga, you ain't no cop. So guess what we should be able to do? We should be able to do the same thing.
Some vigilante shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like, all it is. It's crazy. Like, it's like the superhero, just like that vigilante shit. That's what it is to me.
It is crazy,
you
but
hey,
you give a youth who took a car, he stole a car or he break in a house, which he is wrong, but you'll get him 15 to 10 years.
Or the unforbiddable alternative, you steal a car, you run from the police, they just shoot the whole car up.
Right.
You run down the street with a rifle. Right.
So this kid run down the street with a rifle trying to protect and serve, and he's not even a licensed law enforcement officer.
Or
he's just
of age.
He's not even 18.
Let's just start but, with the of age.
I mean, that one is over and done with. I'm really trying to see the outcome of this.
Hey, so what's
Marbury?
So what's the
my mom, man.
Ahmad? Yeah.
I already know the outcome of it, but.
And all them tears, all them tears in the courtroom.
I'm just going to wait.
Y'all didn't have them tears
when they say it. Listen, man. This shit be movies, bro. It be a whole movie.
It's sad.
I'm just going to put y'all up on game real quick. And RIP again to Mr. Trayvon Martin, but when the thing happened in Sanford with George Zimmerman, if you look at it, the man had already done. Like he turned himself in. They let him go. They didn't make up. They didn't go back and arrest him until the social media world got involved into it.
Right.
So that's, I feel like the same actions how he got off is the same thing that's gonna happen to them three people in Georgia or Alabama or wherever the hell they from with the young man that was running. You know what I'm saying? Like this was we found out about it a month later. They had already done went there and let them guys off. So now they're just doing the trial just to make us feel good. Yeah. But they're going to still get off.
They want us to feel good.
You doing the trial for who again?
You know,
doing the trial for the ones that is posting justice for Ahmad. That's all it is.
Right, that's it. You just doing that to make them feel better. But at the end of the day, you know. It is what it is, though. But like that's why I say that's the reason why I don't really look at the news. America.
That's why I don't even watch the news.
I don't look at the news. I try and stay off that social media shit. I mean, some things you just can't avoid,
right?
You know,
right?
Sometimes they hit you on the radio with the Breakfast Club talking about it and shit like that, right?
Not
there,
in America.
But I'm saying, like, you know, America. I can't even wake up in the morning and watch Channel 9 news. Why? Because ain't nothing positive.
That shit depressing, like, bro.
It is really depressing.
Depressed and fear.
That is sad. Damn, that's sad.
You'll be depressed and fear and
when
state
have you
of
watched
shock.
The news and the whole hour something was positive on there?
Never.
No. You will never watch the news and it's something that's gonna make you happy.
I mean, hell.
And even the news, they pissed me off when it was reporting Young Dolph because they were, like, trying to make it seem like they knew him. Like, y'all just after the story, like, stop it. Like, let us see how we've been seeing it through everybody's social media side.
Right.
Like, now y'all want to follow it, but, you know, like I said,
they don't
want
to post the pod. They don't go to his turkey drives. They don't go to.
Right.
They don't advertise that.
I put our show back up, the one that we did off of Dolph. I don't know if y'all remember that. Remember we talked about when he was talking about the, you know, getting the dudes from around him if they weren't taking care of their kid, they responsible.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
We called that one. We called that show Dolph Land or whatever. So
I love that. Get them old clown ass nigga. You don't take care of your kids. Get from around me, nigga.
Yeah, yeah. We had on did a show way back. That was probably. It was season two because Jock was on, so it was probably matter of fact, it was like the second show of the season. Season two.
And at the end of the day, man, I got everything to gain and shit to lose in a new 45 that I'm dying to use. I don't know why.
Talk that shit. Bro.
Hey, man, knock, knock.
All right, we out.
Knock, knock.
Jock, you gonna answer that?
Who is it?
Ice cream.
Pinky nook. Ice cream who?
Ice cream so you can hear me.
That's the motherfucking ice cream, man.
That's a second grade, third grade joke.
It's the ice cream man.
It goes with Sunday to school.
Hey, let me help him out. It's the ice for cream real man. Hey, that ain't it? Come on now.
Damn.
Come on now. Don't make me sit the shot for y'all last
Dolph,
night.
Man.
Yeah, man. For real, man. That there. I still can't really wrap my mind around it though, because
we got a young Dolph track we can play heading up out of here.
100 shots.
Oh shit!
Shit, I got plenty. Dolph, shit. Hell, let's play that one you said you ain't hear. You never heard.
I love 100 shots. I get turned up in the car.
Or we can go to the talking to the scale. We can go to that one too.
I heard that talking to the scale. That shit was fire.
Yeah, that bit go hard as hell. That one off the last one. But okay,
like I said, the only thing I knew about Dolph was when his beef was with Gotti. I heard about it.
How about Preach?
Yeah.
Preacher, when he first came in.
When he first came
out.
Yeah, that was that shit.
I thought it was the nigga Preacher from down here.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, bro. It wasn't until, like, when he died when I realized, like, oh, that was.
Preacher was that.
Like, I remember that shit. Hey, yeah. That shit was fire.
Actually, I say this, bro. Shout out to Preacher from Orlando, because Preacher did the
Mercy Drive's finest.
Listen,
you know
when Preacher did that show, he did that song with Day Two. That bit was fire.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Preach. Hey, Preach, if you're listening, we get in touch with you, bro.
Preacher,
hey,
late line.
Let definitely bring you on, man. And you know what I'm saying? We definitely a legend in the city, man. So shout out to Preach, man. And we do not own the rights.
We do not own the rights.
We do not own the rights.
We do not.
We do not own the rights.
Who that?
We do not.
So
once again, we do not.
We do not
own the rights. We do not own the rights to this material, to these rap lyrics,
stream,
none of that. Okay.
And before we get into these y'all
paper
rights,
paper routes.
Everybody be safe out there. Car show, man. Please.
Y'all go to car show. Y'all go to food trucks. Y'all do all that.
Made a traffic piece. You see that big red motherfucker coming through? Just move out the way.
Yeah, nigga. Fuck everybody. Fuck every sign, nigga.
Yes, sir.
Get money, nigga. Run this shit up, nigga. Run this all the way up, nigga. You can't run it no motherfucking more, nigga. All the way up, nigga. Fuck off, nigga. To the motherfucking ceiling, nigga. Fuck these bitches. Fuck these niggas, too. Fuck them all.
Myself, will I go to hell? In my trap house counting guala, talking to my scale. My jewelry box having more water than Wisconsin Dales.
Water.
Trap nigga, I count money better than I spell. Came up from nothing, addicted to hustling. Yeah, he my dog, but no, I don't trust him. She a bad bitch, but she know we just fucking. She told me she love me, I told her you pluck it.
Cut this shit out,
little homie. Stop it. This bitch deserve a gold medal the way she suck it. Blue Louis V bucket. My train too big to tuck it. My blunt's the size of biggest. Spinning paper like I'm puffy. She fuck me, then she lucky. Yeah, she got this super sloppy. I call that bitch yucky. Bitch, don't speak to me in public. Bitch. Fast money, fast cars, I live for this shit. My young nigga and them ain't they gon' kill for this shit. Shaking my head off, you just too real for this shit. My first investment was a vacuum seal, then I got rich. Nemo can get whatever from me, cause he never switched. Jizzle was right there with me, man, we didn't have shit. Sleeping cuz quick to tell me, fuck him, he a bitch. Dog ass nigga off the leash, duck in the pitch. Went and found the plug, came back and told my nigga it's up. We gon' ball forever and forever straight out the mud. All
right. I think
yes,
that's enough.
Yes, yes.
That's enough.
Hey, Scoop, we appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate everybody that shared.
Everybody that sat down, tuned in, for real. We love y'all.
Hey, so, all right, you said for the closing, fly to the booty, weather the coochie, anything in closing? We got anything in closing when it come down to, the cheating financially on your partner.
Oh, yeah.
Anything
hey, man, share
closing,
that
anything?
Shit.
It's okay to tell her no.
And it's okay to say, here, babe, here go a couple of dollars.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm talking to the women.
Yeah. Oh, you talk. Oh. Yeah.
Ladies, next week, cash app your man some money. Or Zelle him some money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Get him some half cut money.
And after he lead a haircut, tell him go buy him a rib or a chicken sandwich. Know what I'm saying?
Okay.
From your nearest barbecue stand.
Okay.
Hey, it might sound like crazy, but that haircut money mean that shit do numbers.
That mean a lot to
that
a man.
That mean a lot.
Just okay. Cash App him some.
Well, hey, we got to get this part on the road, man. Hey, it's the Scoop. We got
love, peace, and hair grease. Jeez. Y'all already know.
Yes, yes. I just like to say I feel blessed on this one.
Blessed on this one, yeah.
Yeah.